Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Saturday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. Commentary by Father John Pere Paoletto from San Feliu, Llobregat, Spain. Today our liturgy proposes us to contemplate an injustice, the beheading of St. John the Baptist, and at the same time to discover in God's Word the need for clear and concrete testimony of our faith in order to fill the world with hope. I invite you to consider the person of Herod. Although this is a counter-testimony for us, it will help us to highlight some important details from our testimony of faith amid the world. Accordingly, today's reading asserts that Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus. This assertion underlines an apparently correct, but not too sincere, attitude. This is the same kind of reality we today find in many people, and perhaps even in ourselves. There are many who have heard of Jesus, but who is he actually? What personal implication unites us to him? For our part, we must therefore give the correct answer. Notice that Herod's reply is but vague information. "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead." What we are missing here is Peter's reply to Jesus' question. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Peter's assertion does not leave any room for fear or indifference, rather gives way to a testimony based in the gospel of hope. This is how St. John Paul II defined it in his apostolic exhortation, "The Church in Europe." "Therefore, in union with the whole church, I invite my brothers and my sisters in faith constantly to be open in trust to Christ and to allow themselves to be renewed by him, proclaiming to all people of goodwill in the power of peace and love that whoever encounters the Lord comes to know the truth, discovers the life, and finds the way leading to it." Today, Saturday, let the Mother of God, the Mother of Hope, help us to really discover Jesus and to bear witness to him, to our brothers and sisters.